been in the office for somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 months now, that representatives from his office have said the books...
And a very good Monday morning to you after some technical difficulties. And you know, when you work with technology, you get technical difficulties, sorry to say. But whenever you have them, you kind of learn something. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, starting about 14, 15 minutes late. I want to thank my co-manager, Sean, and as well as Scott, helping me get this computer issue fixed. We had a little problem where Windows was not acting like it should have. In fact, P-A-N-E, like Windows Pane, became P-A-I-N. And that does happen from time to time. You know, technology is not perfect. And that's why we have people like myself, I would say, who make the big bucks, but I can assure you that I don't. Adam Lepp here with a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam, and that is I. And one good thing about this program, it's a little like Scott's program. I don't think it's as good. In addition, I don't have any prizes to give away other than my thanks and congratulations. But if you would like to ask me a music trivia question from between about 73 and 87, we call that Stump the DJ. See if you can ask me a question that I'm not able to provide the correct answer for. What album is something from? Who sings a song? Sing a few bars of a tune? Or maybe who plays guitar for a certain band? Have at it. I'd love to see if you can stump me and see if I really am the wise guy and the walking encyclopedia of music from about 73 to 87 that I certainly claim to be. One other thing we can do on this show, which is even juicier, is we can talk current events. And you know me, I'm not one to shy away from providing an opinion. And many times my opinion may not be consistent with the opinion of other people. And here is an issue where we probably would agree, which is the Robert Landon auditor. I would say it's a crisis. And also with a councilman and well-known businessman, Facebook friend of mine, Josh Daniels, the incident with those two gentlemen, I would be glad to speak to you about it, as it certainly is getting more and more intense. And in Marion, those two gentlemen are very important. Josh is also an at-large councilman. Of course, Mr. Landon, the auditor, an important job for the city government. If you'd like to speak about it, let me know. We certainly want to hear all sides and hear kind of where the logic is on this matter, and how can we prevent this kind of thing from happening in the future. We can also discuss the upcoming election, which is, of course, coming up. We have early voting's actually started, I believe, but it's going to be taking place in about 3 or 4 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. It's October 11th. Now, judged by the weather, it seems more like July 11th, but in fact, it is October 11th, only 20 days from Halloween, Christmas only 2.5 months away, and it is Columbus Day, or Indigenous Peoples Day, so many celebrations, holidays, and reasons to talk about current events that are happening in this great world that we live in. Last but not least, we can speak about vaccines. Should they be mandated? Should they be an option? Are they a good idea to get? And we're now speaking about children being vaccinated versus people that are older children up through middle age and beyond. What do you think about that? Have you had the vaccine or maybe chosen not to have it? I'd love to hear your perspective on that, as it certainly is a topic that is topical and one that I think is important. So any of those items, I'd love to hear from you on our open phone lines. And if you don't already know the number, it's a real easy number, 740-383-9944. And that's 740-383-WWGH. And if you're connected with me on Facebook, well, you are welcome to leave me a Facebook message, or you can leave it with the station also. So many ways to get in touch with me here were, after a slight delay due to technical issues, but I also had a little work done on the computer kind of while it was doing that, so got multiple things done. We have open phone lines, and again, would love to hear from you. I can't offer you the kind of prizes that Mr. Scott Spears, the interviewer to the stars, does, but I can certainly give you my thanks and congratulations. And that's not really worth much, you know, as I say, that and 50 cents will get you 2 quarters, but at least you have my appreciation. We get together on the airwaves every Monday between about 13, 14 minutes after 10 Eastern Time. that's 13 or 14 minutes after 9 Central Time, and about 11, as well as on Tuesday and Thursday between about 2:13 p.m. and 3 to talk current events, today's top and trendy technological topics, and anything else that might be on your mind. So I would be very pleased to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That is the phone number. Taking a look at some current events going on in and around the Marion area. The Park District does so many great things in this area, and we're lucky to have one of their VIPs, Mr. James Anderson. He's on with Glenn about once a month, and he calls in sometimes. He's a regular listener. This guy, you know, I talk about how I am a walking encyclopedia of music from early mid-70s to mid-late 80s. Well, James is a walking encyclopedia of the flora and fauna. Everything from snakes to trees to vines to flowering and fruit and vegetable producing plants to birds to insects. The guy knows it all, and the entire Park District does so much for this community as well as for the station. So we do encourage you, if you have any interest at all in nature, and I think that's a natural inclination as a human to be interested in the flora and fauna that surround this beautiful area, we encourage you to take part in these events. On October 16th, which is Saturday, we have morning bird watching. And we'll get to that very shortly, but I do want to take a phone call first. See if I got the equipment working. Good morning, you are on with Adam on the Talking Place. Hello, one second, please. Hello, you're on with Adam on the Talking Place.
Yeah, Adam, the radio's working too now.
Isn't that good? Don't you love technology?
Yes, I just love it.
Back in my days when I DJ'd 80s music and 70s and 60s as oldies, we had this big ugly transmitter in the backyard. And we didn't have all these computers. I had turntables. I had what's called a cart machine, which is kind of radio talk. The microphones haven't changed too much. We had a mixing board, which they haven't changed much. This is kind of like the mixing board that we had. We had dials, though, instead of sliders. So we still call them watts, which I think stands for potentiometer. So the difference is, but also, if something did fail, there was more of a chain from going from A to B to C. At least here, it's usually just restarting a computer or updating or configuring a piece of software. And what was really cool was Sean, who just does so much with our link between the internet and the transmitter, is he was able to log in the computer and fix it and then show me, so and hopefully I can fix it myself in the future. So
it was very quick.
We do our best. Did you want to see if you had a Stump the DJ question for me? I also do questions about TV shows, All in the Family, Mary Tyler Moore, those kind of...
Well, no, you hit me too hard there. I'm constantly playing the kerfuffle or those other games.
Yeah, we could play kerfuffle. See,
not right off the top of my head.
What was cool about the blue was, first I was in the studio, and so I looked at my eyes, which are blue, and I looked at the trash can. And these are things you wouldn't know unless you came here. We have a blue trash can. You know, you've probably seen me on Facebook, so you know I have blue eyes. And Scott's shirt was sort of, we had a blue towel sitting on the couch that's in the front of the studio. We have an Indian's blanket. That's probably going to be a collector's item because the Indians are now called the Guardians.
I think he was trying not to make it too complicated because of the time element.
It's kind of fun, though, too. And, you know, some people...
Yeah, I like that game.
And some people are colorblind, so it's a question of what you might interpret a color to be. Because sometimes blue and violet are kind of similar. In my eyes...
Well, he said Friday night orange.
Yeah.
And I thought I had it, but, of course, he had a light in his bunkin'.
Scott has always a trick up his sleeve, and that's part of being in broadcasting. Let me ask you this. Now, what day, I'm going to predict like in a couple of weeks, what day do you think a certain gentleman in Cleveland with a nice thick mustache, when do you think he's going to come and pay a visit to the popcorn capital of the world? You know that Scott's going to do it because this guy is persistent. Scott, if anybody can get Geraldo to Marion, you know Scott is the man.
Well, the only thing I can think of is if left alone for a while, it might come to fruition. You know, it may come to fruition. So, but as for what day, I guess when he's less busy up there,
yeah.
I guess, if he even knows about it.
My prediction is that it's going to occur before Thanksgiving. And I don't know if this Rob really takes us seriously. Maybe he should research the kind of people that Scott talks to. Understand that he gave the last audio interview to Phyllis Schlafly. He gave the second audio interview post-prison release to Mr. Bill Cosby. He personally visited Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas in New York City. Hugh Downs, before he passed away, was on regularly. Sam Donaldson, even when Scott had that milestone birthday earlier this year, Sam called and wished him a happy birthday.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if Sam Donaldson, even though he worked with Geraldo, has he actually called Geraldo and wished him a happy birthday? That's what I'd like to know, because I doubt that's ever happened.
Well, did any of these people actually get directly and talk? Did they talk to Geraldo?
Scott talked to a listener again, and apparently that what didn't come up in his last little phone discussion with Sam Donaldson, but it certainly will. I would think that anybody, Sam can explain, you know, Scott's a serious host. He gets all these fancy people. We had former Governor Strickland come through our doors earlier this month. I'd like to know how many times that's happened at WTAM. Maybe we don't sound as big. I understand this is not Cleveland. It's not 50,000 watts. But nowadays, you can listen anywhere in the world. So wattage isn't quite as important. And we have shows with regional appeal and local appeal. The issues with Mr. Landon. Again, Kai Mead, Ayers Ratliff, very gracious and very smart. Excellent councilmen who are on with us regularly. Nan Whaley is on often. I may not agree with some of what she has to say, but I like the way she speaks, and she's always been a gracious guest. Mary Taylor also, not saying I always agree with her, but she's been a gracious guest. Mary Ellen Withrow is a friend of the station. I mean, she redesigned the money. I mean, these people are regular guests. I mean, I call them acquaintances, and in some cases, friends. And Scott certainly calls them friends.
I don't understand why he said that somebody called him Matt.
Yeah, well, sometimes the phone, it's hard to make names out, and you hear the tut at the end. I don't know how you can confuse Scott
true.
With Matt.
That's true. But
people
I don't know. I think he's going to have to, I don't know. I don't think it's something he's going to jump on. It's going to have to be pried out of him
names
to
are fascinating.
Answer.
People hear my name, and they hear it of a man's name beginning with A, and they think Andy for some reason. And then I tell them, like, Lep, because they don't always know how to pronounce that, even though to me it seems obvious. I say it rhymes with Johnny Depp, and then that kind of it's a chord with them.
What is that, German?
It's Eastern European. It's shortened. My great grandpa shortened it, but it's
When they shorten them, that really makes it hard to
Are a fascinating business, and you know I'm a wordsmith. I love language and I love geography. I love state capitals. I accept state capital and county seat questions, so I accept those. But yeah, with Geraldo, you know, Scott's not gonna give up. You and I both know. Even if it's this time next year, he's still gonna have this journal. I mean, there is a journal. There's a green notebook here, a loose leaf notebook sitting here with entries like a diary, like in the 50s and 60s. We would write Dear Diary. He is basically keeping a journal, a diary of this attempt to get Geraldo here, and he's not gonna settle for a phone call or a Skype. He wants Geraldo to walk in into the studio.
Well, I really think he's going to have to do it himself. Because that's the way he's become successful before.
Yeah.
And he's, I think he's really going to have to do it himself.
Scott is a wizard with getting these guests on and making them comfortable. I've compared him to Dick Cavett, as they both are in-depth, kind of keep out of their own opinion. And Dick Cavett, of course, he's been on, and he's a great guest. Love watching his repeats on TV. So my prediction is Geraldo, and I think it will be in person, that he will be in this studio before Thanksgiving. And that will be just cool with a capital K, won't it?
Does Creskin know that you're into this business now?
Creskin can try to help. I used to watch his shows. Yeah, my parents and I, we loved his shows in the 70s. He's amazing, and he's been such a good guest.
Yes, he is.
And I just love
him. I really enjoy when he's on.
Loved hearing from Marla Gibbs, Florence. What a great actress. What a role model for everybody. Just a great lady. And, you know, when she started as Florence in the Jefferson, she wasn't sure how good of a gig that was. She kept her job working for the airlines. People would recognize
her. Well, whoever knows how things are going to turn out.
She's a great actress and singer.
Yeah.
Again, a role model for everybody, and I just love hearing from her. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling. Sorry for me being such a such a talker. But
hey, that's okay.
That's what we do on talk radio. We talk.
Have a good day, Adam.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, accepting your calls. Open telephone lines, 740-383-WWGH. Those are the digits. And again, we can discuss just usual things that are going on at the station. Scott and his attempt to get Mr. Geraldo Rivera, and his real name is Gerald, by the way. He added the O, just for a coolness and an effect, to come on, in not just over the phone, but not on Facebook chat, but actually in person, and talk to Scott about the issues of the day. And you know, Geraldo, he is not the kind of gentleman who is shy about talking about what is on his mind. Very intelligent. He's also an attorney. He's been around a long time. He's in his 70s now. But he is as spry as ever. And again, he's not one to shy away from an opinion. So I think Scott and Geraldo will be a show for the ages. And if you want, go ahead and call WTAM, email them, write them, knock on their door, let them know that we are 110% serious. We want Geraldo to be a guest at this station and a guest on the Scott Spears radio program. Now, I do admit that part of the reason for that is I'd like to meet Geraldo, get my photo taken with him, and, of course, get his autograph. Kind of wondering, does he sign it just Geraldo or Geraldo Rivera? Because it seems like he's kind of gone the Madonna or Cher route, where he just has one name. Kreskin also, only having one name. Liberace had one name, but that was his last name. So, not sure, Geraldo, if he's even using his last name of Rivera anymore. But whatever moniker he uses, I'd love to meet the guy. I'd like to talk to him for a little bit, and would love to have a selfie with him. So, again, if you want to go ahead and contribute to the quest to get Geraldo on the Scott Spears radio program, that would just be fantastic. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, broadcasting over the air, the old-fashioned way, at 107.1 frequency modulation megahertz. And you can also listen online with any virtual listening device, your phone, your tablet, iPad, computer, etc. Go to our website, WWGH1071.com, or you can also download the TuneIn app, or go to TuneIn.com on the computer, and search for WWGH 107.1, bookmark it, make it a favorite, do what I call click the little triangle thingy, and listen that way. We enjoy people tuning into the station in all the different and fantastic methods that we use. Want to remind you that coming up between about 4:13 p.m. and 5 today, the lovely and always interesting Linda Sims, a longtime radio personality in this great town, will be here with her radio program. She's also on tomorrow between 4:13, 4:14 approximately, and 5 p.m. Don't want to miss that program, as it's something where you're going to learn. You're going to learn from her. She's going to stimulate some brain cells and cause you to think about current events and things in the past. And she also has interesting guests on regularly. So please do listen to Linda. If you ever miss one of her shows, or my show, or Glenn's show, or the Friday evening Radio Spectacular with Scott and Angie, or anything else that we broadcast on the station, you can always go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and go to the show archives and listen that way. And again, the website is curated, hosted, programmed, and maintained by yours truly, so you know it's going to be a good one. As I was mentioning earlier, before the very kind lady called the program to discuss the issues of the world, the Marion County Park District does so many great things in this area and for the station. Again, James Anderson, who is to flora and fauna and our beautiful environment, like I am to 70s and 80s music and TV. He's been such a gracious guest on the station. He's on with Glenn one time every month. Anyway, the Marion County Park District on this Saturday, the 16th, beginning at 8 a.m. Get up early. Make the coffee. Morning bird watching. Let's find some of our feathery friends. You know, birds, they're peaceful, they're absolutely beautiful, and they are a fascinating type of creature. Myers Woods Nature Preserve. Myers Woods Nature Preserve morning bird watching session, Saturday, 16th at 8 a.m. And later that day, on Saturday the 16th at 9 p.m., for the late night crowd, make some more coffee. Cancel your nightlife plans because this is going to be better. You'll learn something. The last night hike at the park, at the tall grass trail at the trailhead, the last one, because it's going to start getting colder. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense because it'll be 80 plus today, but it's going to eventually be cold and snowy, and we'll just look forward to that later in the year and early next year. The last night hike at the park, Saturday at 9 p.m., Tall Grass Trail Trailhead. Enjoy science in the dark. Join us for a night of fun. Please bring either a red flashlight or a headlamp that produces a red light. So cool stuff. Again, the night hike at the park, the last one, Saturday at 9 p.m. Discover nature, learn something, and again, these people associated with the park district are walking encyclopedias of nature. So feel free to tickle their brain cells and ask some questions because they like questions and they appreciate when people learn about this kind of stuff. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, with a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break, but sometimes we also call it the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Program. We do all kinds of good and fun stuff here, and again, we take your telephone calls. We'd always love to hear from you, 740-383-WWGH. Remember Bernie Sanders? I believe he just turned 80. He has been a presidential candidate several times. He's very much on the liberal end of the spectrum, kind of known as being a regular guy. I don't agree with many of his policies, but I do kind of like the fact that he's folksy, he's a regular guy, and he's from Vermont. He was at one time the mayor of Burlington, and that's just east of where I went to college and also worked in broadcasting in the early to mid-80s. So, you know, Bernie Sanders, like him or not, in terms of politics, he is kind of a cool dude. So anyway, what am I getting at? Halloween costumes are coming. It seems like the last several months, every day has been Halloween, but officially, Halloween is the 31st of this month. The sexy Bernie Sanders outfit could actually be the scariest costume this Halloween. It is a racy take on, meaning that it's PG rated, so use your imagination, on Bernie Sanders' now infamous outfit from Joe Biden's inauguration. And of course that was with the mittens and the mask and just the regular kind of a jacket. He just looked like a regular guy, but you know, how often do you see a gentleman in his late 70s wearing these knit mittens? According to the costume description, the look is meant for, quote, you to be a viral internet meme. This political chairman costume comes with a gray coat, cozy mittens, and a face mask for a total insta-worthy moment. The idea behind the costume came from the image of the 80-year-old Vermont senator's outfit at the event in January. Memes and jokes based on his choice of attire have gone viral, not surprising. And e-girl site Dolls Kill is hoping that their version, dubbed the Tricks and Treats once again, asking costume set, will have a similar impact for its wearers. And judged by the tweets that are appearing on Twitter, people are definitely intrigued by this outfit. One tweeter said, why did they make Bernie as a hot got e-girl costume? I'm wheezing. Another one's less impressed, writing, it doesn't even come with the chair. This is simply a coat. So if you want to be, I would say, cerebral, trendy, and a little weird, this Halloween, the racy Bernie Sanders costume might be a good choice. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, accepting your telephone calls at our it's a toll-free number because most people don't really have to pay for long distance anymore, but even if you do, it's worth it. 740-383-9944. And if you ever miss this program, it's okay. We won't spank you or anything. You can go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and listen that way. Let's go to Turkey. No, not the animal that you eat in Thanksgiving, which in about a month and a half it'll be Thanksgiving. Not that turkey, but the country. A Turkish man who was reported missing unknowingly joined search parties looking for himself. You talk about bad luck or bad karma. Local media reported that Beyhan Mutlu, who lives in the northwest Turkey, was believed to be missing on Tuesday of last week. He had wandered away from his friends in a forest while drunk, according to a website in Turkey. His wife and friends reported him missing after they were unable to get in touch with him for several hours. He's 50 years old, and then he later joined a group in the area who were helping the authorities search for him. When members of the search party began calling out his name, he replied, "I am here." The authorities then took his statement before driving him home. It is unclear if he faced a penalty. Certainly, I think he should get some concessions for being honest and for trying to find himself, but you talk about some bad timing, but I think in the end it kind of worked out okay. Adam Lepp here on the Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Still time to chime in. Again, we can talk about current events, masks, vaccines, the auditor issue, upcoming elections, the weather. Seems more like early to mid-July than early to mid-October. I'm happy to speak with you, and again, your correspondences are always welcome and very much appreciated by myself and everybody else who is part of this outstanding radio station. Here's a headline for you. Woman attacked by alligator says, "I love him, and it shouldn't face any consequences." You talk about somebody who is a forgiving person. Lindsay Bull describes the 8-foot alligator, given the name Darth Gator. How's that for a cute name? Darth Gator. As a member of her family, while its owner says the reptile was just having a bad day. An animal handler attacked by an alligator as crying children looked on has said she, quote, loves the reptile and that it should not face any consequences. Lindsay Bull was left wrestling with the creature after it clamped its jaws down on her hand in front of guests during a child's birthday party at Scales and Tails in Salt Lake City, Utah. She was eventually rescued from the alligator. Again, and the alligator's name is Darth Gator. I love puns, and that's a really cool name. After a visitor, Donnie Wiseman, who is quite wise and also quite brave and quite kind to do this, leaped into the water and clambered on top of the animal. Videos of the incident were viewed by millions online, but the lady and the Reptile Center's owner said it should not come to harm as a result of the attack. She avoided losing an arm or a leg after undergoing surgery, saying, "We're going to fight as long as we can to keep him, as long as he is in our care and it is our choice. No consequences are going to happen to him. He was just doing what an animal does." She told Utah's Deseret News that she had worked with Darth Gator for more than 3 years and that he had been trained to respond to commands, including to allow her to kiss him on the face. That takes a very, very brave person to have an alligator kiss you on the face. Now, I know alligators are cute, but I wouldn't want one to kiss me on the face. Let's say it that way. So this was a very brave lady. She said, "Oh, I love him. He's like a member of the family. That is true of everybody who works there. Everybody loves Darth." She said the attack happened when the alligator became confused because he knew that he was about to be fed, and he mistook her hand for food. For all he knew, it was a good piece of chicken, so he grabbed it. Shane Richards, the owner of Scales and Tails, also said the animal would not come to harm while in their hands. He said, "I know as long as we have him, he's safe. He was just having a bad day." He added that the permit to own an alligator was under review and that it hoped it would not be rescinded. animal rights group, PETA, has called for the business to be shut down. Adam here with interesting news stories and almost anything else we do here at the Talking Place. Good news and bad news. Good news is I had fun doing the show, and I will be back tomorrow and Thursday about 13 after 2. Bad news is that the show will be ending in about 21 seconds. Thank you so much for listening, calling in, lending an ear on a busy Monday in October. Stay cool out there. Again, it seems like summer outside, but the weatherman has told me that by the weekend and early next week, it's going to cool down a bit. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.
He always says all.
WWGH Radio 107.1